Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Day Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Thursday, March the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March going up a nickel at 7:30. They made a new contract high at 7.52 and then broke. March wheat up 67.5 cents at 11.26.5. They'd been limit up. The beans, May beans settled up 18.25 at 16.81.25. We sold 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, half old crop, half new crop this morning. Apparently, the U.S. and China are having some difficulties coming to some agreements on the phase one deal. Nobody knows what's going to happen there, but it could put a little wrinkle into things out here. Right now, China apparently is going to use the U.S. as a last resort for acquiring any grain that they really need, but they continue to buy U.S. beans out here. The EU may allow fallow cropland to be planted this year. Right now, the French claim that they can add 10 to 15% acres, and if Germany and other countries follow suit, we could go a long way to solving these problems out here. Export inspections were lousy on the wheat, 300 old, 69 new. Corn was a little light, 485. Old crop, 223 new, but the beans were big, 857 old, 1.4 new, for a total of 2.26. So, the war rages on. Crude oil broke from 116 down to $106. Right now, we're lower on the day, down $1.34 at 109. Stock market's up another 174. It looks like China is in direct talks with Ukraine, and they voted to abstain on a censure measure against China, against Russia. Usually they would vote with Russia, but they abstained, which could be a shift in their policy, and maybe they're going to put more heat on Russia. Nobody in the world, even the Chinese, don't like what's happening in Ukraine. Now, one Russian city fell. We'll see what happens there, but the Ukrainians are still putting up one heck of a fight that Putin wasn't expecting. But in the meantime, all the oligarchs, Putin included, have just lost hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. On the Russian stock exchange, they had stocks, there were about seven or eight stocks with about well into the hundreds of billions of dollars. Those are now penny stocks. We're talking about an absolute wiping out of the Russian economy for the moment. Where does it go long term? Who knows? But at any rate, I think the odds of a regime change are getting stronger every day. Putin seems to be a madman. He's throwing around the nuclear word quite a bit. I can't imagine anybody is going to follow a directive to use nuclear weapons out here. I think the Russian generals would say, sorry, Charlie. Who knows? Who knows? At any rate, wheat was limit up. I'm going to guess it's going to open here in a few minutes, just limit up. I don't know if it's going to stay there or not. But I think we're really kind of getting to the end of this. But, it's hard to step in front of a moving freight train out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.